you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That's Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen, live here at Studios Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. I love Johnny Cash. Let's sing this together. Bum, 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 bum. That's the bass. Johnny Cash.
I need like a karaoke board.
Yeah, you're doing good, Joseph. Oh, I like this part.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Who's better, Greg, Joseph or me?
Anyone but Dave.
Joaquin Phoenix is better.
Joaquin Phoenix, is he in Phoenix?
No, that's Joaquin Phoenix singing.
Oh, he's in Phoenix?
He's in Walk the Line, which is an excellent movie.
I know. He should have won Best Actor. That's my opinion. Of course, what's her name? Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
She won Best Actress. She was fantastic,
yeah,
too, though.
She was.
Great voice,
much
too.
More attractive.
Yeah, she's cutie pie.
She, yeah. She called her Witherspoon.
Witherspoon.
Weatherfork?
Witherspoon.
You should be doing singing this.
Line.
Sing it in
yeah,
your
do
voice.
Yeah, do it. You sound good. Sing it. Come on. Sing it.
I don't know the words.
Let's just say walk the line.
Yeah. You can do it.
He's not even
It's okay. I'm not a singer.
Oh, yeah. You're a singer. You're not a dancer. Okay. Anyway, thank you, Eric. That was excellent. So, Johnny Cash there. And why do we play Johnny Cash?
Because it is our folk flick show.
I was wondering.
What?
He's live.
Did you forget?
Now. No, I forgot.
It's our folk flick show. And so we're playing all music from folk movies in honor of the Broken Circle Breakdown, which I gave a thumbs up to. Definitely go out and see that.
Oh, yeah.
But we're really having a good time with all these folk flicks. And there's plenty more to talk about. But, you know, here on Breakthrough Entertainment, we like to get in on the real-life aspects of the themes that we talk about, right?
Yes, we do.
In the past, we've talked with an astronaut when we were talking about gravity.
Yeah.
And we did a sex addiction show. We had a sex addiction therapist on thanks for sharing.
And we also had people with sex addictions.
Yes, we had them call in.
No, didn't we have someone call in like that? I forgot. Maybe not.
Yes, we did, actually.
You.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No, we had a lady who called in. That was
oh yeah, and then the time travel.
Yeah,
we had an actual ASU professor.
Yes.
Saying no, this he's
real
it's
thing.
Done.
We
it's
did,
done. Yeah.
We did psychokinesis. We had an expert on that. We had someone who told us all
life
about
coach?
Sea piracy. Right, ocean
piracy.
Yeah,
the
pirates. We talked about Captain Phillips. So today, you know, in honor of the Broken Circle Breakdown,
yeah.
And again, we'll be talking about later inside Llewyn Davis. We have on a real elegant folk artist, and so thank you so much for joining us, Tyler Stenson.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, great. You know, so this is really exciting. We're honored to have you on. You're described as an elegant folk artist now. What does elegant folk artist mean? What is elegant folk? What describe the music?
Well, the number one thing I concentrate on in my music is lyric, and my lyric I'm highly influenced by people like Edgar Allan Poe versus James Taylor. Well, James Taylor is one of my biggest, but it's got a bit more of like an Edgar Allan Poe feel. So rather than just straight across twangy folk, there's an elegance to it. There's kind of a classic edge to it.
Excellent, excellent. And let me give our listeners a few facts about you. You were named Songwriter of the Year by the Portland Songwriters Association in 2007 and 2008, and Best Male Artist at the 2011 Portland Music Awards. And you know, so you've also opened for many different other singers. You know, this is really exciting for Leanne Rimes, Chris Isaac, and Chris Popper of Blues Traveler, and many more. You've self-produced more than 10 albums in the last 10 years. You have a really growing fan base. Your Facebook site is blowing up. So what does this success feel like, these last 10 years, this whole ride for you?
It's been interesting. It's been I tell people it's a slow, steady climb. I don't feel like I've backslid at all, but at the same time, you know, it's just been this like really constant, slow, steady climb. And it has a lot to do with just the grinding it out and having loyal supporters. And so I just kind of lean on them, and I give them new albums every year, and they keep paying attention. And it's just been an interesting climb. And the last 18 months in particular, the pitch has gone higher, or it's gone more steep. So it's been a great couple of years.
Now, this is Dave, the host, Tyler. I love your songs. This Too Shall Pass, Best Laid Plans, you already know some really great songs. How is folk music? To me, it sounds sort of country western. Is that synonymous with folk music, or how would you describe the differences, if there are?
The thread between them, I would say, is the acoustic tones, and I think there are different ways you can go about it. There is that, it is synonymous in a way, but there are definitely ways to differentiate that. It kind of just tends to be with the acoustic instruments, the mandolins and the violins and the acoustic guitar. But to me, folk music it's the passing along of tradition. So it's not so much the tone as much as it is storytelling. And it tends to reveal itself in kind of more acoustic ways. But my favorite way to think about it is more along the lines of what's being said in the passing along of traditions.
And in folk music, not much of my mama is drunk and my daddy went to jail or something. So
this is true. It's a bit more my mama walked across the Oregon Trail and that type of stuff.
Tell us a little bit about You Already Know That, how you came up with that song. I really enjoyed that song.
You Already Know?
Yeah.
It just was a time in my life when boy meets girl and it didn't work out. And so it was an odd moment of, a town being too small for two people. And it was a kind of a smirk on my face when I came up with that twist of kind of like, I'm going to tell her off. Oh, looks like she already knows. She moved away at the time. So it was kind of a so long type thing, but that's in the past. That's all good.
Would have been interesting if you were with Taylor Swift, because you both would have had different experiences, because her songs are not so kind.
she does get a little vindictive in her writing, and I've made it a point to not revisit that kind of stuff anymore.
Very good.
Now, Tyler, any influence from David Gates and Brett?
No, I can't claim that.
Okay. They're one of my favorite. Well, I don't know if they're still around, but the song Diary, ever hear that song?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, that was pretty good. But This Too Shall Pass, Best Laid Plans, really nice messages. And I encourage people to get on your website to get these songs, because, people go through adversity. They go through things that are not fun, but it's all in the beliefs, isn't it? It's all in, can you... determination and get through, be persistent and get through these things that will happen in life.
Yeah, I like we kind of just touched on, I used to write about kind of sad, sorrowful things, and I've turned a corner in my writing where best laid plans, this too shall pass, somebody's going to make it, but it better be us all, don't whisper softly the things you want loudly to be. I've started writing a bit more mantras, personal mantras, positive affirmations. I just tried to turn the corner in my own life, and it's come across in music, and it really is. I'm just trying to project those positive messages.
So it sounds like as you evolved, your songs take on the message of the day, that as you're transforming, as you're growing. Does that sound like a fair statement?
Most definitely. I'm not the most talkative person, so I surprise my people in my closest circle. I surprise them through my songs, because I don't know you were thinking that. And so it's like, well, yeah, I just had to put it in a song. I didn't quite tell you in person. Sorry.
You you have a great voice, by the way. It's a fabulous voice. When did you start singing?
It's a little scratchy right now. I started singing my senior year of high school, which was 1999. Well, truth be told, I've sung since birth. My mom was a singer, and she's always had me singing, but she, my senior year, said, I hear you singing around the house, I want you to take voice lessons. Yeah. And ever since, that's when I was an athlete at the time, and that's when I kind of caught the singing bug, and I've really never looked back.
Wonderful. And, we're talking about a lot of different folk flicks today in honor of the Broken Circle Breakdown, kind of a bluegrass movie. I know we're kind of like mixing it all in here, though. But, we're also going to be talking about a little bit later on Inside Llewyn Davis, and the struggles that it takes for a folk artist. And so do you have a favorite movie or a movie that you think that really represents what a folk bluegrass singer goes through?
I don't have a favorite movie in that field. I really liked Crazy Heart. That was just great, but that's a bit of a darker, dismal version of it. I'm really, really excited to see, the movie coming out and whatnot. But my favorite movie is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the amazing poetry in that. And I'm not being facetious. They quote Robert Frost and T.S. Eliot and all these wonderful one-liners that are just so poetic and so poignant, and I'm not making a joke about that. That's just my favorite movie, and it's because of the read between the lines. There's some really great stuff in there.
So which version, Johnny Depp or Gene,
Wilder. Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder, no doubt about it. The great part of that movie is the conversations and the quotes. I've gone through and watched it with a pen and paper and wrote down all the one-liners, and they are, I don't think people get the the words that are being said in that thing. Therefore, when Johnny Depp's version came out, it was a travesty because it was just creepy. There was nothing artistic or redeeming about it.
Well, and a little earlier we were reviewing the Broken Circle breakdown. I gave it a big thumbs up, and you know, the stars in there, the characters in there, go through a lot of personal crises. I did see Inside Llewyn Davis. I cannot review it yet, but I can say that they go into the difficulties of the career of a folk singer. It's not that easy, you know, not as easy as a popular artist, you know, as someone in the country western genre or rock genre. So tell us a little bit about your I don't want to call them struggles, but the obstacles that you had to overcome and the issues that you had to overcome in order to get to where you are today.
Well, I live it every day because my music, I think it's really great listening album material, but my biggest struggle is a live performance. I have to, I love live performance, but I have to find the exact right atmosphere to really put my best foot forward. And it tends to be listening rooms. When the crowd is silent, I do my best work, but if I feel a little chit-chat going on, I get on my heels and I withdraw, so I don't give my best performance when the crowd's not giving their best interest.
It's distracting.
And in this day and age, that is really hard to find. You hear the music on the radio, on pop radio, it's all really beat-driven. Mm-hmm. It's all really catchy. It's not saying much, it just catches your bones start moving, you know. It gets your hips moving, but it's not really saying anything. So my biggest struggle, to answer your question, is finding a proper atmosphere and proper minds to actually sit and invest in a moment of silence with me.
And Tyler, just a final question. What's coming up for you? You got some live performances coming up?
Yeah, I'm in the Portland area, and I have a 7-day residency. Starting Sunday through Saturday, I'm playing 7 nights in a row, and I'll have seven guests, so a special guest each night, and I'm just really excited for that. And then taking the Christmas break, and then next year is full of really great stuff, some things I can't talk about, but immediate shows in the Portland area, and then next year is just going to be another year of improvement.
Great. Well, you know, we'd love to have you on again. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, again, your website is tylerstenson.com. And you're giving a gift to your fans on Facebook. So go ahead. We have a link on our Facebook to your Facebook. And you're giving you've got 4 Christmas songs, one a week, right?
Yeah. This week I released an acoustic version of I Heard the Bells, which is an awesome poem before it was ever a song. And, next 3 weeks, I'll be releasing 3 more. Yeah, and they're all on video and available for download.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, again, thank you so much, Tyler Stenson. We will definitely have you on again to track your progress. We want to wish you the best of luck and, you know, happy holidays as well.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for the invite. I hope to be back, and happy holidays to you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Tyler Stenson. Great songwriter, great singer. I really enjoyed his songs. A great website, by the way, tylerstenson.com. Very enjoyable, and those songs I mentioned earlier, I really enjoyed. I thought they were inspirational and reflected, like you said, a story. You said a lot. I love stories in songs.
Oh yeah, I do too. You know, and that's another reason why I really like the soundtracks for A Broken Circle, The Broken Circle Breakdown, and Inside Llewyn Davis. You know, they tell stories, and a lot of these songs in both of the movies are, you know, songs that you've heard. They're traditional songs. You've heard them sung by other artists, and they, like you said, they tell stories, and sometimes. Yeah. Heartbreaking stories, sometimes uplifting stories, but either way, they tell stories.
And people can often relate to those stories. And if someone can get through and be successful after some adversity, it gives hope and faith.
Yeah, and you know, we need more meaningful lyrics in music nowadays, as to all this, you know, as opposed to, you know, what does the fox say and stuff.
Oh, I love that one. Ding, ding, ding. You know, speaking of hope and faith, I knew twins that were named Hope and Faith.
Yeah? Isn't that Kelly Ripa's show, Hope and Faith?
No, it was really funny. I go, you hope or you faith? Do you want the faith or you want the hope?
Well, we talked about...
You're going to be hoping a long time, but if you have faith, go get it.
What? All right. Well, anyway.
That's my skit for today.
Yes. No, you got Dave's Random Enlightenments coming up, so stay tuned. We talked about Walk the Line, Joaquin Phoenix, but remember there was a kind of a spoof on that starring John C. Reilly. You remember what that movie was called?
Yeah, it was called that old movie.
No, it was called Walk Hard. Dewey Cox movie.
Right? I like that
Dewey
one.
Cox movie.
I don't think I saw that.
You didn't ever see Walk Hard?
I walk the line.
That little, kid had my voice. John C. Reilly, the world's most attractive gentleman.
It was a funny movie.
It was great. Everyone was in it. Harold Ramis.
He did have you. Here, you can do this part.
Walk hard.
Walk hard.
Hey, no, just me. Oh, no, you can do it too, Joseph. Just not Dave. Walk bold. I don't know what that, but
I don't know this song.
Hard.
And you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back.
Gotta keep that vision in your mind's eye. When you're standing on top of a mountain high.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl.com. Hyde-Law.com.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live. See, I said that almost like, remember,
WNBC.
Exactly. Like, that was a good movie, though.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite actor.
Oh,
anyway, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is a Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network that sponsors Breakthrough Entertainment. Joseph Erdo in studio. Greg Isaac, without a voice. I'm Dave Isaac. And so far, wow, I've enjoyed this show. The two great call-ins, Tyler Stenson and Joe
Gimmel.
Yeah, she's really, they're both cool people. You know, you always like, we love talking to cool people.
Absolutely. And, you know, also Robert called in. We want to thank Robert again for giving our his
Robert from Mesa
on Frozen and
Disneyland AMC on Disney Main Street or something.
And validating that Elsa, the Snow Queen, is very hot because, I'll marry her one day. You watch.
No, you want Amanda Friedman.
No, forget her. Siegfried. What?
You don't want her anymore?
No, after she did that Lovelace movie, I'm done with her.
Oh, no,
I'm going
but
strictly
I got her.
For Disney
What's
princesses.
Wrong with
I convinced her to go out with you next Saturday.
No.
During the fireworks show.
Because
we don't know which one will be fireworks.
In case there's instead.
Yeah, in case there's no fireworks, it'll be fireworks.
Eric can have her.
Oh, you want her? Eric? What?
What is that in his mouth?
He's enjoying some meat.
What is that? You want?
I'm eating chicken.
Oh, he's eating chicken. You want to meet Amanda?
Should we call Frozen?
Well, you know, I don't really want to date her because I have a very beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, you do indeed. She's very nice, too. Nice person.
Yes.
She is genuinely nice.
She really is.
Yeah. And, you know, so, forget Amanda Seyfried. Nobody wants her anymore.
All right,
great. Old news.
I still do.
Well, you can have her. I'm gonna stick with Elsa, the Snow Queen.
Okay.
But that song that brought us into the
cartoon
segment.
Character. All right,
absolutely.
There you go.
She's sexy.
That'd be an interesting wedding.
It would be.
Yeah.
And Frozen would definitely be.
That would be cool.
Absolutely.
You can be in two worlds.
And Olaf, the snowman, would be there as well.
Olaf could be his buddy.
Yes.
I like
He'll be my best man.
Olaf was actually a great character.
No, Frozen's going to be your best
man. Frozen wants to be the maid of honor. He likes to wear dresses. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Sorry, Frozen. All right, the song that brought
He's
us,
on line four.
The song is
quack. Cross-dressing duck.
Hey, that kid, he has a career.
Yeah.
Especially in Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh, Sweden.
Did you hear that Ellen played this game, Quackers?
Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen DeGeneres played a game, Quackers or Kloss.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It was a weird game.
Oh.
We'll talk. Well, maybe I'll adapt it.
Oh.
But anyway, the song that brought us into the segment is from Once. Great movie. Did you ever see Once, Eric?
I saw it once.
No, I did not.
I saw it once.
Okay.
Or was it twice?
Beautiful movie. That song was Falling Slowly. And, you know, that was not the actress that I'm going to talk about here for a second. But the actress in How I Met Your Mother that plays the mother was in Once. She plays the main woman in Once, the Broadway version of Once, the movie.
Oh, wasn't there a movie called Once Is Not Enough, or was that a date?
What? No, eight is enough.
That was a Jacqueline Suzette book.
TV show.
Yeah, Once Is Not Enough, right? What was it about?
I don't know.
Oh.
Enough said. That was James Gandolfini and Julie.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that later. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about Out of the Furnace. Christian Bale plays a man who takes matters into his own hands, of course, to find justice when his younger brother, played by Casey Affleck, mysteriously disappears and law enforcement fails to follow through. Cast is amazing in this. Woody Harrelson, Forrest Whitaker, Willem Dafoe, Sam Shepard, and Zoe Saldana star. So what'd you think of the trailer?
I got to tell you, of all the trailers I've ever seen so far in Breakthrough Entertainment, this looks absolutely fantastic. And I put it too, with a fabulous cast. I wrote the same names that you wrote down. It looked phenomenal as a movie.
Stars.
Yeah?
Well, I like the stars. I mean, I like these. I'm a big Woody Harrelson fan, first of all.
And you liked Crazy Heart, right?
I did like Crazy
Heart.
And
it was directed by the same guy that made this, Out of the Furnace. And so you might actually like it. It is a powerful motion picture about how certain circumstances drive a gentle-hearted, remorseful and merciful man to forsake his humanity. I don't want to reveal too much about what that means.
I think I know. I won't mention it either.
Right.
But
Christian Bale goes on a journey in this movie.
Yep.
You know, it's an exceptionally well-acted drama that will leave you feeling both an emotional and psychological weight. You're going to feel so heavy after this movie. And, you know, you go on quite an emotional roller coaster ride.
Too much popcorn.
Yeah, that's Dave. Actually, to be honest, it was part of the Phoenix Film Critics Society. They fed us cheese and wine.
Feta
cheese?
Well,
that's the way all movies should be.
Wait, was it feta cheese?
The thing is, we get so few of these perks that I ate more cheese. I never want to see a block of cheese or a string cheese or a shred of cheese for the rest of my life.
I was going to offer you a slice.
No, thank you.
Did you say they fed us cheese or feta cheese?
Fed us cheese.
Not feta cheese.
I still haven't gone to the restroom. All right. So.
Yeah, until now.
TMI.
Look at what's going on in here.
Right. But I will say that the movie.
Cleanup crew.
The writer-director Scott Cooper's screenplay stretches a simple story a little bit too long. This movie could have been an hour and a half. It's about 2 hours. They could have easily cut quite a lot out of there. The first half is definitely better than the second half. It features a few too many lingering shots of Christian Bale. I mean, he's got all these emotions. And yes, we want him to go for, you know, best actor of the year and stuff like that. He's a terrific actor. He's been in a few movies. We'll talk about American Hustle he was in. Again, I just mentioned that I saw that.
Oh, that one looks good. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence.
I know you can't talk about it
right,
yet, but I'll
right.
talk about Jennifer Lawrence.
But, you know, all these actors, all these movies that are coming out, all these actors are doing these really, you know, outstanding roles. So these are all actors who are going to be up for awards in just about another month or so at the Oscars. And I definitely believe that Christian Bale deserves to be nominated. He does a terrific job here. Casey Affleck is even better. I loved Gone Baby Gone, didn't you?
I didn't see it. But
never saw, I saw Moonlight Baby or Baby Moon or something.
Baby Moon. What?
Clint Eastwood. Baby Moon.
We don't watch Clint Eastwood.
You know, what was that, Eric? He won Best Director in...
Sherry Moon Zombie.
No. Yeah. Moonlight Baby or...
Sorry.
You know, okay, look it up, Greg.
Moonlight Baby?
I don't even know.
No, it was Hilary Swank won Best Actress.
Million dollar baby.
She's a boxer.
All right, so I was close.
Yeah.
No, we're...
I was close.
Not even.
I was close.
No.
If you were close, I would have figured it out.
Yes. If you want to call in and say if I was close, 602-252-1480.
If you said like $1 billion baby with a B, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
So $1,000 baby.
$100 baby.
Moonlight baby wasn't
Washington and
Moonlight baby. I don't even remember how I came up with this, how we got on that track. But anyway,
I met your mother.
Christian Bale deserves an Oscar nomination. A lot of these actors deserve Oscar
nominations. How about Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, he's
oh my God,
a
he's
terrible,
a great...
terrible villain in this movie.
I know.
Oh, he's so mean.
What an actor. This guy.
Yes. Amazing.
Remember, I mean, I still remember the, what do you call it?
Cheers.
He was coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And amazing.
And he replaced another funny guy, the other original coach, died.
Nicholas, I forget his last name.
Woody Harrelson.
The guy that he replaced. Nicholas.
And he was funny too, though. Yeah, I mean, they were blessed by two funny people.
And amazing what Woody Harrelson is now in these movies where he plays these really horrible villains.
Well, not in Hunger Games necessarily.
No, but it's still a very good performance in Hunger
Games.
Phenomenal
performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And
underrated actor, I think.
So great acting in this movie and Out of the Furnace. But I will say, again, it's a little bit long. The first half is better than the second half.
But still a thumbs up, I'm predicting.
Still a thumbs up. It's authentically gritty setting and unsettling ending. Very, very unsettling ending. Are certain to remain with you for a very long time. Again, the theme here is life has a way of driving even the most equanimous man. You know, basically someone who remains calm.
A state of equanimity. That's
exactly.
Very balanced. Very balanced,
calm. You know, that's what Christian Bale is throughout most of this movie.
Yeah.
But life has a way of making that kind of man into driving him to make decisions, which he essentially forsake his humanity. You know, Christian Bale does some things that in this movie that. It's a different character than he was.
But it's understandable from a neurolinguistic programming standpoint.
Go for it.
And the reason is because values, when it comes to loyalty, family, these are values people have. And other high-level values, people will do what it takes to live those values. I mean, Casey Affleck was his brother.
Yes.
And, you know, what would you do for your kids? What would you do for your family? And that's really, I haven't seen the movie. But that's what I take from the trailer, and I'll tell you, this trailer looks powerful. And I just can't wait to see this movie. Is it out yet?
It came out on Friday, so go check it out. We've got two thumbs up today. So go see Broken Circle Breakdown. Go see Out of the Furnace.
Definitely.
They're both great.
Yeah. Where is it? Is it
Out of the Furnace
wide?
Is playing everywhere.
Oh, I think maybe tonight I'm going to see that, because I mean, there's so many messages in here. And then in our commentary now about values, maybe people can relate, because extraordinary things can happen from an ordinary individual when it goes against their value. And if they value whatever it is, and in this case it sounds like family and just incredible loyalty, dedication, commitment to your family, you're going to do what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, if you're looking forward to any of these movies that we're talking about, if you've seen Out of the Furnace, or if you're looking forward to seeing American Hustle or The Wolf of Wall Street, or you know, August Osage County, Mandela, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480.
And one last comment on this, the opposite happens too. When you value money, mm-hmm. You know, in Wall Street with Michael Douglas, I mean, look what happens there, too.
Right.
You do things that, well, you shouldn't be doing.
And these, you know, in Out of the Furnace, it is small town values. You know, these brothers basically just want to make good lives for themselves and for their families. And, you know, it's an old fashioned town. Casey Affleck gets into some, you know, situations that he really shouldn't have. But it's not because he's greedy. It's because he wants a better life. And there is a note that is left at one point in the movie before Casey Affleck goes missing, that he basically says, hey, this is the last time that I'm going to do this.
Gotcha.
You know, and Christian Bale's character, you know, he's very proud of him because he never thought that he would actually be able to move past this man that he's become. But he wants to do this for the right reasons. He wants to, you know, it's a very small town.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, isn't that interesting? You said it's powerful. That trailer, I could just tell.
It's a very violent, phenomenal. Very, very violent movie.
But yeah, I could also see the messages in between the lines that loyalty values, very, very important.
Absolutely. And after the break, we've got Dave's Random Enlightenments, and also, you know, we've got a very exciting game, Folk or Fake.
Ooh.
But the song that's take us into the break is from Last Ride, the movie, all about Hank Williams.
Junior or
no,
senior?
No, Hank Williams Senior.
Okay.
And the song, this is Johnny Cash again. At Night Hank Williams Came to Town.
I love that.
It was a great movie. Yeah. We reviewed it, and I think we talked with the director here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Excellent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live in Phoenix, Arizona, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Come back after the break. Dave's Random Enlightenments and a new game show, Folk or Fake. We'll be right back.
I drove all out to Grapevine and picked old Mavis up. We hit that county line for one quick round. On the night Hank Williams came to town.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at Mitch@JFBPC.com.
Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live in Phoenix, Arizona. That is Hank Williams Sr.
No, it's George Clooney.
No, it's not. It's Alison Krauss's band.
George Clooney. George Clooney caught me on that one.
Well, it's George Clooney.
It was supposed to be George Clooney. The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh, where they're all running the brothers.
Oh, brother, where are
you? Yeah, there
you
go.
Man of Constant Sorrow. That was a great movie by the Coen brothers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Yes, it was. I didn't see it.
I got to change to this way now.
Yeah.
It's not as scratchy.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on.
Well, I think I've officially lost the voice. By the way, I want people to know the name's Clark W. Griswold. There's a W, not just Clark Griswold. People got to get the name right when discussing Christmas Vacation.
Wow.
Christmas Vacation.
Excellent.
Yeah, very good.
What does the W stand for?
I don't know.
What does the box say?
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
Okay. Well, anyway, the Coen brothers also made a movie called Wilbur. The Coen brothers also made a movie called Inside Llewyn Davis. It comes out on December 20th.
So it has our cousin starring in the film.
Yeah, Davis?
No, Oscar Llewyn? Isaac.
Oscar Isaac. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oscar Isaac. Yeah. And so we will be reviewing that movie on our December 21st show. Stay tuned, and we're going to play a song into our... after this segment from the movie, but really exciting news about that. There's going to be a behind the scenes type of concert event that they're going to be broadcasting on TV. Really cool show. It's going to be on Showtime. Let me get the details here. It's called Another Day, Another Time, and it's all about the behind the scenes music from Inside Llewyn Davis. It's going to be on December 13th on Showtime.
December 13th.
And speaking of December, December 21st, again, the North Mountain Brewing Company, remember their Christmas party. Actually, it's the first annual North Mountain Brewing Christmas party celebration, live music, special holiday season craft beers, Secret Santa drawing, a lot of good stuff, Greg and Joseph, and we're going to be there Thursday. Get out there, see us between 3 and 5. North Mountain Brewing Company, out there at 522 East Dunlap Avenue.
Yes,
I went there. What's that food we had last? Shepherd's pie. I love that.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love the holiday food and all that stuff. And, you know, so still lots of great things to come over the next few weeks here on Breakthrough Entertainment. And so stay tuned, definitely, for Inside
Llewyn Davis. And their New Year's Eve party, too, December 31st. Okay, what do we got?
All right. So now this is our folk flick show, right? We've played some...
Say that three times.
Folk flick.
No,
folk
don't
flick.
Say it three times.
Oh, right. I better not.
Yes.
All right. So but I made this game. It's called Folk or Fake.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've got some clips from songs, but we're not going to play them until after we've decided if they're folk or fake. And we're not going to play all the clips because some of them are just like fake files to throw Eric off. So I didn't want to give him an advantage here. Okay. But these are titles of songs. They're either real songs. Some of them are folk music. I kind of mix it up. Some are country western and stuff like that. But I try to keep close to the Americana genre as possible. And some of them are just titles that I made up. So, and everyone gets to play here, and so really, really fun game, folk or fake. So that's all you have to say. Is it folk or fake? Number one, is this a folk or fake? Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
That is folk.
You think that's a real folk song?
That sounds like a folk.
Folk? Okay.
Yeah.
Eric?
Folk.
Folk. Everyone says folk.
And everyone gets it wrong.
Everyone gets it right. Let's play a little clip from an A.
Oh.
It's by Kinky Friedman.
Kinky.
Yeah, very good.
Friedman.
Yeah? Did you ever hear this song? Listen to the lyrics. They're funny, too. Not a feminist song, for sure.
His name's Kinky Friedman.
Yeah.
Oh. Never heard of him.
Woman liberation is going to your head.
Yeah, I didn't think you could come up with something like that.
No? No. Oh. What, I'm not creative enough?
It was just too far out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. When I'm hungry, I'd say get your buns in the oven and biscuits in the bed.
Well, how about this one? Number two is Viagra in the water. Folk or fake?
Fake.
Viagra in the water.
Viagra in the water.
Oh, boy.
The tub. That's Cialis.
Folk. Okay, Greg says folk. And yeah. Dave says fake. Eric says
so
folk.
So Greg and Eric take the lead.
Greg and Eric take the lead. Let's play. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Oh, God.
Just outside of Johnson City.
Oh, it's a girl singing.
Yeah, it's a girl singing, but listen to the lyrics. She's...
In a Kenworth 18-wheeler with a heavy shifting.
Did the water rise 10 feet?
He was pushing through to Binghamton, though the hour was getting late. Pfizer's finest. To the pharmacies of state. He was on a holy mission. There were men who couldn't wait for his 30,000 pounds. Viagra.
Nice.
Wow. So she had some
type of
time.
That is so silly.
Yes. Well, these are real folk songs. Yeah.
When did that come out? In the 40s?
I don't know. That was a newer one.
2 years ago.
That's a little recent.
Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah.
How about...
Rafael Palmero was the Viagra user.
Tidal wave.
Folk or fake, dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Fake.
I know that song.
Oh, I guess...
What'd you say? Folk.
It's folk.
It's folk.
Well, will you give it away?
You said fake.
I said
I'm winning.
Fake.
I don't care.
I said fake.
Oh, oh, he said fake? Okay, well,
folk.
Let's play a little clip from it.
Is that fake?
It's real.
Folk?
It's by Loudon Wainwright. Yeah.
All right, I get a point on that.
Yes, you do. Loudon
Wainwright. Thanks, the lead. Last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Come on, sing
it.
Wow.
Smoke skunk
in the
road.
Middle of the road.
Dead skunk
in the middle of the road. Yes.
Dead
skunk in the middle of the road.
I haven't heard that many
years.
Yeah. It's a good song. Yeah. Nice.
Never heard it before.
All right.
I've actually never heard a folk song.
Wow.
Except for Walk Hard.
Number four. Yeah, Walk Hard. Folk or fake, I thought I loved you, but then I realized I was just drunk.
Wow.
Fake.
That sounds like a folk. But I'll say fake.
Folk.
Folk? Dave and Greg get it. There's nothing to play here. There's nothing to play because Dave and Greg got it. That is a fake song.
I thought I was in love with you.
So what's the score? Let's do a subtotal.
We'll get
to it.
I think I'm in the lead.
I don't want to waste time with the score.
You're not in the lead.
You'll see. All right, number five.
We're all tied.
Number five, folk or fake, did I shave my legs for this?
Wow.
Yeah, that's folk.
Folk.
Coke?
Yeah, after the oven and the bun.
Fake.
Oh, Dave and Greg get it again. Yeah. It is folk. It's by Deanna Carter. Let's play
Deanna
E.
Carter, fantastic.
Letter E.
Here we go now.
Oh, Eric should know by the amount of
You're throwing me off.
Well,
what happened to D?
Because D is a fake file.
Then I took the lead.
Shoot. I won't get so much. Girl, yeah, she's shaving.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice, nice voice, right?
Yeah. Not as nice as mine.
Very nice.
And of course, the title of the song is...
Hey, you know who I sound like? Is, what's his name? Blake Clark or whatever from a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. So that's a real song.
Yes.
Did I shave my legs for this?
Number six.
Well, she should.
Number six. You can't have moonshine and cheese till the show is said and done. You can't have moonshine and cheese till the show is said and done. Folk or fake?
Would you really make that up? Yes, I think so. That's fake.
Greg says fake.
I'm going to say fake because you were talking about that cheese.
Yeah, I think so. You're a fan of cheese.
Folk.
I was talking about the cheese. That is fake. I mean,
yeah. Oh, man.
Right. So
I think I've taken the lead.
Let's see. Greg's Greg and lead. Eric.
You're one of a points. Point ahead of me, maybe?
I think so.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
That's a big point.
I'm tied with Eric.
Yes, you are. So there's nothing to play there. But number seven, Great Uncle Bill's Lit Up Like a Christmas Tree. Is that a folk song
Wait,
or a
who?
Fake song?
Oh, probably
Great
folk.
Great Uncle Bill's Lit Up Like a Christmas Tree.
Uncle Bill's folk.
Eric?
Folk.
Folk.
Everyone says folk?
We said folk.
Everyone's wrong. It's fake. A fake song.
At least I still keep the lead.
Wow.
He faked this out.
Yes, I did.
Joseph is fake.
Awesome.
No, he's folk. I mean,
all right,
it's a little bit country.
We've got a bonus question, too, but there's three more out here. Number eight, you're the reason our kids are ugly. Folk or fake?
Oh, I know that's true because I've been told that.
you're the reason what?
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
What?
I'm the reason.
Folk.
Sorry, Greg.
Greg says...
Why not ugly? No, but...
Greg says folk.
Three of the kids.
And
I say folk.
Folk. Eric?
Fake.
Dave and Greg get it. It is folk. Good. Let's play letter H. It's by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Letter
oh,
H.
I love them.
Oh, I've seen him on Family Guy.
Yeah.
And they got married, ladies and gentlemen.
They did.
But there's a good message to the song as well.
Yeah, don't marry yourself.
No, marry ugly.
Nice. Poker fake. Nice. All right. And nice. Number nine, poker fake. Get your tongue out of my mouth because I'm kissing you goodbye. Get your tongue out of my mouth because I'm kissing you goodbye.
Folk.
Folk?
Folk.
Greg says folk.
Eric?
Which rhymes with poke?
Folk.
And poke eye, which we're out by
Everyone says folk. Everyone gets it right. It's by Ray Stevens. Let's play the next one.
Ray Stevens.
I love this song.
If you know, that's more like a comedy.
No, it's a real song.
See, it is.
Yeah, but Ray Stevens is kind of a comedian.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a really catchy song, too.
It is.
Phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Where did my tongue go?
I'm kissing you goodbye. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my new anthem. All right. Last one for folk or fake, but again, we still have a bonus question. Number 10, folk or fake? Billy broke my heart at Walgreens, and I cried all the way to Sears. Again, Billy broke my heart at Walgreens, and I cried all the way to Sears.
Fake.
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 Everyone gets it wrong. It's by Ruby Wright.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Folk.
She didn't say
it is folk. Let's go.
Playing
let's,
Jay?
Yeah, Jay, say. Yes, please.
For Walmart.
I love, this is an amazing song. I can't believe they made a song titled this. It's an old song.
Yeah. There'd be no wedding this year. Billy broke my heart at Walgreens. And then I cried all the way to Sears. And spent his money.
Yeah, because Sears,
an amazing
Sears
song?
Is pretty expensive.
Yes.
I
that's
bought
an amazing
a washing
song.
Machine at Sears.
I can't, and that's the only place you can hear that song On Breakthrough Entertainment.
And
Billy broke my heart at Walgreens and I cried all the time.
One of my favorites, and I can't say the actual word on the air, but you know, it's not a folk song, but the guy that goes, "You're breaking my heart, you're tearing my heart."
Oh, Itchy Bitchy. So, Itchy Bitchy.
Yeah, great stuff.
And so I
what's it called? Itchy. Okay. Achy Breaky Heart. That's what it
is. Oh, you did. Let's get it on.
What is it?
If you have time. If not, no worries.
We can play a clip from that. And also,
what was it?
I'm My Own Grandpa as well. That's a great folk song.
That's ancestral.
Yeah.
But, I'm My Own Grandpa?
But let's play our before we get to our tiebreaker question. So again, Greg is in the lead here with 7 points. Dave, you have 6 points. And surprisingly, Eric is losing. I thought he'd be, you know, rocking.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I don't know this folk stuff.
But we'll give you, we'll do a 3 point bonus question.
3 point
bonus. But before we get to that, let's play Dave's random enlightenment of the week, all about midlife crises. I don't know how my life is going to turn out, but I'm sure that I'm going to be craving something different.
Different? So are you admitting right now that you will want different steak?
Yes. Okay, if you are eating steak every single day, by like day 180, you're thinking, man, I wish I could have a hamburger.
What if you meet the wrong hamburger,
woman,
though?
If I meet the wrong hamburger, I'm going for a steak. Forget those hamburgers.
Yeah, but you'll want a different steak. Right, Eric? You'll want another steak, a different steak.
I don't know. I mean, there's not much difference between steak and hamburger. It's beef.
Most people, midlife crisis, the truth is a lot of people will go out and look externally. They'll want to buy the Porsche, the Corvette, right? You've heard of that. But I became a pimp.
Really?
Yeah. I did. Okay. It's not funny, but it's truthful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Not too exciting, but Eric, I liked it. What do you think, Eric?
Well, Dave, you look wonderful tonight.
He's wearing his red swimsuit.
Nice.
Yes. Very sexy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm speechless. Do you have cages here? Or?
Like what?
Something about Debbie or something.
Something about Debbie.
With O.J. Simpson, the naked movies.
No, that's not. No.
Oh, I like those.
Have you ever had a concussion?
Yeah.
Alexa Vega. Was that a car?
What?
Alexa Vega's a car, right?
No.
It was Richard Parker.
Richard Parker.
I interviewed him in person. He was wearing basically his boxers.
Isn't he an ex-con?
Yes, he is an ex-con. Oh. I was scared to death because I wanted to ask him about that.
Oh, Old Spice. I love Old Spice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sexy.
Sounds kind of like random enlightenment for just about everybody here.
Sure was. It's like the random enlightenment of all. That's a
it does.
Interesting.
Yeah, so very very cool. And but yeah, by the way, Richard Parker, I just found this out. That is actually Spider-Man's grandfather.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He married his own grandfather.
Yeah, I'm my own grandpa. All right, well, here's our bonus question, okay? Again, Greg is in the lead with 7 points. Dave's got 6, and Eric's got 5. This is
10.
Worth 3 points, okay? Only one of these songs is a fake song. The other two are folk songs. I don't have clips from them, but one is fake, and the other two are folk. Which is the fake? Is it A, my prison wife will kill me if he finds out I'm on death row? Again, my prison wife will kill me if he finds out I'm on death row. Or B.
If he. You know what goes on in those jails.
Or is it B, get off the gas stove, granny. You're too old to ride the range. Again, B is get off the gas stove, granny. You're too old to ride the range.
A gilf.
Or C, I went back to my fourth wife for the third time and gave her a second chance to make a first-class fool out of me. Again, that's C, I went back to my fourth wife for the third time and gave her a second chance to make a first-class fool out of me.
C is the fake one.
Greg thinks that C's fake.
Well, go ahead, Eric.
I agree, C.
And what's A again?
A is...
Some action in
my prison.
Prison
wife will kill me if he finds out I'm on death row.
A.
Dave wins. Oh. A is fake. No. The other two are
some of my favorite
songs. Yeah, I bet.
And, wife will kill me.
But again,
now who won? Who's your daddy?
I don't want to say that.
All right, who?
Dave won for the second time this year.
Wow.
In 2013. But again, on December 21st, we will be talking all about Inside Llewyn Davis. We'll be reviewing that film, and the song that's going to take us out of the show is "Fare Thee Well" by Oscar Isaac.
Ooh,
yeah,
Oscar.
Related to you.
We're related.
Yeah,
good old Oscar.
It's a beautiful song.
Well,
again, go out and buy this soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Thank you, everyone. Who did we have on today, Joseph?
Joe Gemmel from the Carefree Christmas Festival. Go out and check us out next Saturday night.
Tyler
also
Stenson.
Tyler Stenson.
Very cool, and thank you to, who was it, Robert?
Robert and Mesa.
Yeah, very, very cool. And stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk coming right up, brought to you by Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Long and tall, she moves her body like a cannonball. Fairly well.